Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Professor Karen Milner is joining us. She's chairperson at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Hi, Howard. How are you? I'm very well, and good morning to all your listeners.
So, strange things happening. I mean, not that we're in a position to talk, but this whole American thing with George Santos is incredibly, incredibly weird. For anybody who doesn't know what this is about, give us some context.
So, well, I mean, there's a whole background with him and a variety of lies that he's actually told. And the motivations for that are quite strange, or maybe not. Perhaps they're just self-serving.
Mm.
But I think what you wanted to speak about specifically
yes.
was a particular lie he told, which was that he said that he claimed to have used a Jewish name on a FundMe campaign because he believed that by using a Jewish name, Jews would be more likely to fund him and to give him money.
Absolutely.
So that's one of many lies that he seems to have told in terms of the context that we're talking about.
Absolutely. So we're going to put all of those aside because what we do want to talk about is this concept. He used a Jewish name because he believed Jews would give more. Now that in this particular context is a fairly positive thing, but it's equally as is it dangerous? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it problematic to stereotype in this way?
Yeah, it is problematic to stereotype. So stereotype, I mean, we all stereotype some of the time. It's part of simplifying a complicated world. And it's quite hard for us when we're making judgments to take every single aspect of people into account. So we tend to over-represent certain issues and simplify what's often a very complicated world.
Mm, mm.
But the kind of stereotypes that we're talking about here are definitely problematic and definitely can be dangerous because I think that even though it sounds like a positive stereotype, so and I think you find a lot of this when it comes to speaking to Jews, you get stereotypes which are things like Jews are clever.
Right.
Or things like in this particular case. And this one is actually really not that positive because it's not just saying that Jews are generous. It's saying that Jews are generous to ourselves. And that's quite a problematic stereotype.
I didn't think of it in that way. Okay, so it's not that he targeted Jews because they are generous. By using a Jewish name, he's suggesting that we are generous when it comes to ourselves, and that's potentially dangerous.
Exactly, and that leads to the very basic kind of almost conspiracy theory. Jews only look, and that's where we get to a really unpleasant and negative stereotype, which is Jews only care for ourselves. And that's how close, and most stereotypes, this one is particularly close, in fact, is a negative stereotype, but most stereotypes actually very quickly segue into something negative along those lines. So the assumption being that, I'll use a Jewish name because Jews actually, he didn't have to use a Jewish name to approach Jewish donors. But by using a Jewish name, he's suggesting that Jews would be more likely to give to other Jews. And within that, and again, it doesn't sound particularly problematic, but within that is a kernel of things that we've recognized that has come up again and again and again, which is not just that Jews perhaps understandably give to causes that are more familiar to them, but more.
As does everybody, as does every community.
As does everybody.
You know, it's not a Jewish saying, as charity begins at home. It's a well-accepted notion that you first look after your family, then your community, then your country, then people out. You know, you work from the center outwards. Everybody does that. But unfortunately,
exactly.
We have this money association, which is always leads to something problematic, which is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
So how do we address that without sounding completely paranoid?
So I think there are two ways of looking at stereotypes and trying to address stereotypes. And the first is trying to educate people on why they're problematic. because we so often get, and this happens across the board with stereotypes in relation to Jews, in relation to other races, in relation to black people, will often say either they'll defend themselves through two ways. They'll either kind of say, oh, it's nothing, it's just a joke, or they'll say it's positive, as people, other people have said, why is that a problem? And the only way to really educate people about why that's a problem is really to educate them a little bit about history, about how stereotypes are used against people,
right,
in very negative ways. So either to denigrate them or to create a perception of them, and that's where the problems with Jews and money often comes in, to create a perception of them that they are entitled and that they are overly powerful and have too much access to money, and therefore, there's a therefore associated with that. That needs to be addressed. They need to be brought out down. They need to be, and that feeds into a number of very, very dangerous tropes.
Right. Where does the stereotype of Jews and money come from?
So I think there are various, I think that there are various spaces, and I think what's important about to understand about a stereotype, which is why it's so hard often to fight, is that there's always a tiny glimmer of truth within a stereotype.
Mm.
Stereotypes don't work unless they resonate with you in some kind of way. So very often people do see visibly, for example, that or believe that Jews are overrepresented in the financial industry, for example. And if we go back historically, often people who were the big bankers did have sometimes Jewish names. Some of the things that happen there, and, you know, people don't often fact-check themselves, and I mean, one day we should do a whole program on kind of fact-checking some of these myths. People don't often fact-check themselves. So what's most visible and most obvious to them becomes the truth. So big Jewish names that have been associated historically with banking families, for example, and we all know what, you know what I'm referring to, that becomes, that takes over from the fairly hard work of looking to see are in fact Jews represented in certain professions. So that's the one thing, is that perhaps sometimes there is some level of over-representation. There's also a lack of recognition of why there has historically been a level of over-representation in certain professions amongst Jews. And that's often as a result of Jews being forced out of other areas. It's a result of history. It's not a result, and that's the important thing, not a result of some kind of Jewish conspiracy. If you find people in particular positions or even overrepresented in those positions, it's typically as a result of a perfectly rational and logical series of events. But it's seen as some kind of conspiracy.
That's where it becomes dangerous. In other words, there's also a lot of confirmation bias, isn't there? So we don't, you know, if we're looking for Jews in the financial sector, we'll find them. What we don't see is who we're not looking for, because that fades into the background. That's not what our focus is.
Exactly. And I mean, people aren't going to sit and Google, I mean, in the old days, there was no Google, but people aren't going to sit and do the research around, you know, who are the richest people in the world, who's got money, who's... So once again, it goes back to some simple ideas around stereotypes, which is a way of simplifying and making judgments easier. Stereotypes are all about simplifying our world. And so we don't want to do the hard work of finding out, you know, it's still pointless of finding out how Jews have got into particular positions, why they have, if in fact their over-representative is in fact accurate. And again, people say, get quite annoyed if you say to them, you need to understand, this is what's important, you need to understand the historical context in terms of the way that these stereotypes have been used against us. And the myth of the powerful, rich Jew has been a fundamental myth in oppression against Jews. It's a fundamental myth, of course, in the pogroms, dating back to the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. And I'm not suggesting that that's where we're heading.
But that's
it's not because these are harmless. It's not because they are just something that people are using or something that people may have noticed. They were fundamental within the Holocaust. So that's why we are so sensitive to them. Not because we're oversensitive, but because we're very aware of how conspiracy theories about Jews have led to discrimination, even murder of Jews.
Absolutely. That's where we leave it. Unfortunately, Moshe says, hi, Howard. There's no question Jews place a strong emphasis on giving charity. It's a big part of our religion and society. So I think it's true that Jews give more. But I think, Moshe, the distinction that was made here was he didn't ask Jews for money. What he did was he used a Jewish name because he believed that Jews would give more to him if he had a Jewish name. And that's what the distinction is here that I certainly had missed prior to this conversation.